Okay, good evening, YouTube. Welcome back to this next episode of FPL Family with me, Lee, and this is Sam. And that was fun, wasn't it? 5 free transfers. 5 free. I loved it. As soon as we got topped up to the 5, I was like, right, strategically, how many do I actually need to use this week? Because I need to future plan. I'm going to look ahead. I'm going to make sure that I keep a few back in the bank. I can see fixture changes. I'm going to spread them out over a few weeks.
Go all in.
You were like, sod that. I'm spending all 5 in 1 week.
Not entirely true, is it, Lee? It's not entirely true. I didn't think, sod that, I'm spending all 5 in a week. I did think I was going to spend 2.
Well, as
that was the plan.
As our friend Az said on the Fantasy Show, I was one of the remote guests on the Fantasy Show on Friday, if you caught it. If you did, leave us a like. But Az was in the studio with Kelly. Mm. And I think one of the things he said was, he didn't know whether 5 was enough for his team. He was just, maybe they could have given us 10. It's a funny one, wasn't it? Because we said on Ohana on Thursday that the 5 free transfers coming into the season in game week 1.
We didn't want it.
A lot of us were against it, weren't we? Many of us were like, not sure about this. It's helping the casuals. It's helping, you know, those of us that plan around African Cup of Nations, which is all of you guys, all the engaged managers, everyone watching this. You're all kind of like, well, why are you helping the casual player by topping up to 5? Well, we got there and you spent them all in a couple of days.
I think I count as a casual player these days. I didn't intend to. I honestly didn't. I had no intention of doing this, but during the Ohana podcast on Thursday, I made 2. And I thought that that was where I was going to leave it. I thought, right, that's it. I'm done. I've done 2. I'm quite happy. I'm quite happy with those 2.
Yeah.
I've fixed a couple of issues. I've bridged a couple of gaps. I went to sleep a happy girl. I woke up on Friday and I just had this like a little itch that I couldn't quite scratch.
Okay. What shaped player was the itch? Was it a Bruno-shaped
itch? It was Bruno-shaped.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I can't... And honestly, if I'm really brutally honest, I was just like, I can't sit through another Monday of it. I can't do another week that starts badly because of Manchester United. And I don't mean that in a negative way towards them. I just was like, I have... The last couple of... It's actually not always been a Monday. It was a Thursday as well, wasn't it? But those last 3 games of the game week that we've had from United have been really difficult. And it's always difficult when you don't have a player from the teams playing at the end of the game week.
Last Monday was hard to stomach as a non-Bruno owner, right? 18-pointer.
But it wasn't really about the points return that he got. It was about how much of a negative impact it's had on my feelings about football come Monday or Thursday, right, when it was the midweek round. Because genuinely, it's like just knowing you're out and there's nothing you can do about it. And then knowing that come the next game week, you're also going to be out and there's going to be nothing you can do about it. And then the same again. I was like, this is actually just getting me. It's getting to me now.
Yeah.
Even if he'd have blanked on Monday, I think I'd have still had this itch about it because I'd have still been thinking, oh, I've got to go into Monday night.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
There was loads of FPL managers that were like you. I was kind of surprised, actually. You know, I'm speaking to Az, I'm speaking to you. Plenty of other content creators on Twitter and X and other places are like, yeah, I've gone for the 4. Oh, yeah, I've gone all 5. You know, I think Baker from Above Average was just like, yeah, it's just me. I like spending transfers. And I get it.
See,
right?
I don't like spending transfers generally. I'm not a trigger happy usually. Mm. I mean, that's not my personality generally. I'm quite patient normally.
Yeah.
As a person.
As an FPL manager or as a person?
As a person. A bit of both.
Okay, yeah.
A bit of both.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I am quite I'm quite a patient person when it comes to FPL.
Yeah.
And I certainly am in real life. But this week I was just like, do you know what? I could wait. I absolutely could just make those 2 and leave it. And I could torture myself on Monday all day and then avoid the game like the plague, which is basically what happened last week. Or I could just go... Just deal with it.
Yeah.
So I just thought, just deal with it.
Well, I thought I saw a lot of FPL managers using a lot of the transfers. And I looked at my team and I just thought, particularly like when you told me what your transfers were going to be, I was like, well, you're bringing in players that I've got. You know, you're bringing in the Thiagos and the...
Raya.
And I'm just like, okay, well, she's spending quite a few chances just to get to my team. So the mentality I took, and it's just not just you, by the way, there was other FPL managers that I...
Did I live rent-free in your head?
No, I wouldn't say so. But there's a lot of other content creators that were doing similar moves to you. And in my head, I was like, right, so how can I use my 5 to take a bit of a risk? how do I go to the next kind of level? How do I push into the top million? Because after Bruno's 18-pointer, I was like, I finished playing five-a-side football on Monday. I'd seen that Bruno got 18 points. I was like, oh, in the top million, let's go, finally. And I was at 1.03 million. And I was like, oh, I'm like 30K outside the top million. This is so annoying. So I was like, right, I'm determined this week to break into that top million. Mm. And try and do something different to what everyone else is doing with their five free transfers. And I did pick what turned out to be a brilliant differential, which you'll, those of you that have seen the thumbnail, you'll know who that was. We'll talk about him a bit later on. What an absolute hero Harry Wilson for me this week. Just as a broken clock is wrong twice a day, Sam, I finally got a pick right in FPL. Goodness me.
The best thing about it was that we went on our Christmas day out with our kiddies yesterday. And that game was happening whilst we were at the backyard cinema watching Home Alone. So I knew that Lee wouldn't know what had happened, but my watch was pinging me every time something happened. And so I caught a glimpse of it and it just said Harry Wilson. And I was like, oh, okay, he'll be happy then. And then it went again not long later with a Harry Wilson. And then as we were walking to dinner, he scored, didn't he? And I was like, Lee,
yeah,
Harry Wilson's just scored. And you were just like, this is like dreamland now.
It's great.
That's the kind of, and that is the sort of differential that you hope that you're going to have. He was my pod differential this week as well, so that's been nice for me.
Yeah, and he was definitely there in the narrative, wasn't he?
Because sure.
You picked him as a pod differential. I went on the fantasy show, as I said, on Friday.
If I'd have
Friday.
Had six transfers, he'd have been one.
If I'd have had 10 transfers,
no,
I'd have
but made it. He would have been my next one, I think, genuinely.
Right, okay. Well, I went on the fantasy show on Friday and said about, you know, that he was my one to watch. And as I was pulling together the stats for it, I was thinking, why am I not picking this guy? I think there's a bit of ex-Liverpool in there that sort of swayed me a little bit as well, right? I was like, okay, well, I'll go and back him.
Oh,
right.
Here we go.
So there was definitely a bit of that going there. But I was very happy to have him. Very happy to have him. We'll talk about him a bit later on. We're going to say hello to a few people. We'll do our usual talk through all of the games, all of the scores, all of the FPL nonsense that's gone on this week. As you've rightly said, we do have a game still left in the bag. We've still got Man U versus Bournemouth at Old
Bruno
Trafford.
Bruno's going to turn my arrow.
That's green. How it works.
That's how this works,
that's
right?
That's absolutely how it works, yeah. Sam. Yes, okay. Correct. Yeah, okay, you've good. Got now you've got Bruno. You can have a red arrow all weekend, and then you get to Monday. He does the things,
well,
and then you get a green.
Had
that's
a green
how it
arrow
works.
Yesterday.
Okay.
Today went badly.
Not so good today.
For in every way possible. Apart from the Tigers, they held out their end of the bargain.
Yes.
Football just was a disgrace.
Well, today was all, as non-Haaland captainers, us both, if he did anything today, it was always going to be take a bit of an L.
We just were hoping for one goal. If
one would have been fine. One would have been fine. The pen was a bit like, yeah, now it's a bit red. It's a red arrow on the back of today. But in the end...
But Bruno, guaranteed green arrow, no?
Oh, yeah.
Guaranteed.
I mean, yeah, don't worry about it.
Yeah, guaranteed I'll be in the top million by the time Bruno's finished tomorrow.
Of course. Let's say hello to a few people, Sam. Nigel the Crab is here. Hello,
hey,
mate.
Si.
Very nice to see you. You've got to stop sending us so many super chats, mate, but we appreciate it. We appreciate you. Hello, Bonfield.
Hello, mate.
I'm off to Singapore for 3 weeks. Oh,
the dream.
Happy days,
Christmas
mate.
In Singapore.
Happy days.
Is it hot out in Singapore?
He's going next Sunday, so early Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you, and to you, sir, and to you. And to highlight how much this game is about luck, as it is data, he's taken 70 minus 72 in hits so far this season, and he's 790k. Madness. How many hits have you taken so far this season?
One.
I don't think I've taken any this season.
I remember I took one.
Let's have a look, but I don't think I have.
I rage took a hit, didn't I?
Right. Who was that?
I don't know, but I remember just being raging and being like, oh, I just hit him out.
Yeah.
And
Yeah, don't know. I'm sure I've taken none.
It's funny how different,
it's mad, isn't it?
Different strategies come out. Because in theory, taking minus 70, whatever he just said, should leave you in the mud, shouldn't it? But no, 700k.
Not if you pick the right ones.
Yeah.
Not if you pick the right ones. So well, nice to see you, Si. And yeah, happy early Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to
now,
you too.
Are we?
It's getting there, 11 isn't
days?
It? It's 11 getting
days
there.
Away.
It's getting there. William Cottle is here. Nice to see you, William. George is here as usual. Hey, George, and happy birthday for last Wednesday, mate. Hope you enjoyed Wednesday. And I hope you enjoyed today as well. I had a little day out today in London, didn't you? So I hope
yeah,
you enjoyed that today.
We had an FPL family Slack gathering today, didn't they? We
yeah.
could go, sadly, because Max's game Sunday is all about the Tigers, and it was right slap bang in the middle of the day. So.
Yeah. They played well again, didn't they, the boys?
They did play well.
Come on, unbeaten four in a row now. Brilliant.
It's just a shame that their linesman doesn't know what offside is.
We don't start digging out. It's a tough job being a linesman. It's a
I'm
tough
just
job.
Saying, don't put your hand up if you don't know what offside
yeah,
is.
Yeah, their lino was a bit dodgy.
She was a disgrace.
She was a bit dodgy, weren't she?
A bit?
Yeah.
She was outrageous.
Yeah.
I did tell her.
I was right there, wasn't I, on the other side?
I said...
I was fine.
Does she know what offside is?
I actually, for the first time ever,
you
know,
were great. You got everything right on your side.
Thank you.
You were brilliant, darling.
Thank you.
She was not.
Thank you. For the first time ever, the ref, actually, he was a really nice lad called Ben. He came over and he introduced himself. Said, all right, mate, yeah, very good. I'll take the flags there, mate. No worries. He said to me, can you explain the offside rule?
Yeah, but he didn't ask her, did he?
Well, he said to me, can you explain the offside rule? And I sort of I fudged an answer about being, you know, last man, when the ball's played, you know, between you and the keeper. So I answered it to his satisfaction, put it that way.
Right.
So he was like, yep, you can lino. And it's the first time I've ever been asked that.
You can lino.
It's the first time I've ever been asked that at grassroots. But I'm kind of here for it. Like, if you don't know the rules, like, don't be the lino. I'm just hoping that he asked her on the other side as well. Because
every time a ball went through, she just flagged.
Yeah.
And then he went, are you sure?
Well,
and she went, yeah. And so we went, okay. So we had to keep giving it. And the boys were getting so cross and I was getting cross. Yeah. Note in the second half when she had to come and run Lux to us, she put her flag up way less.
Well, this is it. This is it. Kingdom FC is here. Nice to see you, Kingdom FC. Another nice win for the Chelsea this weekend. That's another. We talk about roots to pain, don't we? The Chelsea
clean sheet.
We're going
to about Palmer now.
the Chelsea clean sheet. Never mind him. The Chelsea clean sheet is a root to pain for me. I've got to try and fix that.
Is it?
Well, yeah.
I'd agree now. They didn't affect me too much yesterday.
So. Sizing Dave is here. Nice to see you, Sizing Dave. We've got Kelly T as well. Kelly, nice to see you.
You had a chat, Kelly. Didn't you?
Last week on Friday, we had a quick chat, didn't we, Kelly? Very nice to see you. Hope that your team did well. I hope it did well because otherwise that advice was wasted. I was trying to think back to what advice
what did you tell
I was
her to do?
Given. What was I giving? I don't know. Hopefully good advice, Kelly. Hope it works out for you. Hope it works out. Who else have we got? Nicole is in. Hey, Nicole McCarthy. Nice to see you. Matt Price is here. Joseph Robinson. We've got B is in. Nice to see you, B,
as usual.
God, dear, we've got to talk about your lot.
We're
not
bother.
Got to. Christopher Warburton. We have got Eugene and a whole Henry CP, a whole host of you guys in tonight for FPL Family. Thank you all for joining us. Like the stream if you're enjoying the stream. If you want to wait a bit later to see if you actually do like it or not, that's absolutely fine. If you're new around here, hit the subscribe button. As we always say, hit the subscribe button. Right, let's, Sam,
if you want
get
to wait
into...
a bit longer and check, you really
well, I don't know.
Like
I always feel a bit weird saying right at the beginning of the stream, you know, like, you know, hit the like, because we've only been here 10 minutes and all we've done is waffle about Sunday League football. So, yeah, you know, do you like it yet? Well, maybe not. Maybe not.
Maybe you like it a bit later. Maybe they just, you know...
If you like seeing my face... Hit the like. Don't hit dislike. That's rude. Right.
There isn't a dislike button. You're okay.
Is there not a dislike?
Turn off the like.
Is that right? Okay. I don't know.
Is there a dislike?
I don't know, Sam. We're waffling again. Right. Let's get into, not the fixture ticker. Let's get into this one. The games. Oh, my goodness. My chat's gone weird. Look at that. My chat's gone weird.
What's happened there? What have you done?
No, I can fix it live, Sam.
What have you done?
Live in play.
Oh, God.
Fixing of the chat is happening. There we go. Right, very good. Right.
I've cut my finger.
How did you do that?
I don't know, but it's really blimmin' sore.
All right. Well, maybe you cut it on the razor-sharp Hugo Ekitike. Liverpool 2, Brighton. I don't know. I tried my best with that one.
That was so poor.
Liverpool 2, Brighton 0. As usual, lots of thoughts. Would you like me to go first or would you like to say some words?
I would like to just comment on your... Oh, Hugo scored again. That's two. Turns to look at me. But we all know what happens when Hugo scores twice, Sam, don't we? And I went, what? And you went, you lose.
Draw to Leeds.
You end up drawing to Leeds. And I was just like, brilliant. That's how much faith you have in your own team. Do I have thoughts? I have plenty of thoughts. I thought the defence rode its luck.
Yes.
I thought Brighton were unlucky not to score something. I thought in attack you looked good. Much
George
better.
George is like, come on, Lee, have some positivity. Mate, I have. I have tonight, but I'm letting Sam go first. But I've got some positivity.
I thought that the attack looked better. I think Hugo's on far better pick up top at the moment than Isak is.
He's just got to play, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Just got to play.
I thought the fascinating bit of your game was Salah coming on, because clearly that wasn't intentional. He came on early because of the injury. More on that later, because that will affect you moving forwards.
Yeah, another Gomez injury. Can't play him, can you? That was his fourth game in a fortnight. Can't do it.
No.
Can't do it. And slotting the pass has been criticised for, well, why are you playing Sposa right back? Why not stick Gomez there? He's fit. I'm telling you, he's not.
Why.
He just doesn't. He's made a Weetabix, that lad. He's a nightmare.
Well, the injury means Salah comes on early. And it was a different kind of Salah. Put himself around, was involved.
Unbelievable reception for a start, wasn't it? Unbelievable reception from Liverpool.
I'm not sure how I feel
from
about
the fans,
that.
Yeah. But you're right, it wasn't... Yeah, go on, because you're onto something there, definitely. It was a very different sort of performance.
I'm onto something.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a child. Well done, carry on. Oh. Yeah, he was different. He was more involved. He wasn't just standing around waiting. He was dropping back. He was getting involved in the tackles. He was performing well. I enjoyed watching Salah on Match of the Day for the first time, probably this season.
All season. Yeah,
probably totally. This season. I thought it was his best performance. I thought he actually helped the team this time. And whilst I think you were lucky not to concede in that game, I do think that you deserved the win because in attack you were good.
Yeah, so he made more defensive contributions in that game than he's ever made since game week one. So he made 10. He got to 10 DEFCON, Salah. So he's not going to get the bonus. So it won't flag on anybody's system. But 10 DEFCON is more than he's had for the last however many, 15, 16 game weeks since game week one.
Mm.
I also read a stat online on Twitter where, and you'll like this one.
I think it was Scout Notes, no?
It was on the Scout Notes,
yeah. You give my Neil credit, please.
I bloody love Neil Scout Notes. They are great. Yeah. Fantasy Football Scout. And it's like, if it couldn't get any better, they just do like this summary of all the games. It's just so good. Anyway, in Neil's article, yes, he said this was only the second game this season in which he's made a tackle, Salah. He actually made a tackle. So when you say, yeah, he's working a bit harder and it was a different kind of Salah, yes, he actually racked up 1.19 XG. He actually racked up 10 DEFCONs. He actually put a tackle in
for only
the second time this season.
But now he's going.
Yeah.
So now what does that mean? Because all of this is positive, right? That was a positive Liverpool performance in attack.
Yeah.
Salah looked good. He was involved. Ekitike was great.
But you ain't picking him in FPL because he's off.
Can't pick him in FPL because he's off. And I don't think you would anyway because of the cost of him. Joe Gomez is now injured, so that's a problem.
Well,
What does all this mean for Liverpool assets moving forwards?
I think if you bought Dominic Szoboszlai, because there was quite a few going in on Szoboszlai.
Because of the penalty thing.
Well, yeah. I assume... Like most of us do, I think, with no Salah there, he's probably the penalty taker, Szoboszlai, I suspect. I mean, Isak could take one, and I suppose we might even choose to give Isak one to give him a bit of confidence, should he be on the pitch at some stage when we get one.
Mm.
But the way that we are playing right now and the way that the games are going and the malaise that we're in, I mean, that's now four games without defeat, but I still feel that we've got room to improve. I don't think there's any time for sentimentality. I don't think there's any time to sort of give Isak a penalty. I just think if Dom's on him, Dom's on him.
Okay.
And I don't think you panic. Well,
do you?
Because you've got to see how this injury works out. We've got to see whether, was it an ankle? I think rolled an ankle or something. So we've got to see whether Dom's ankle is a bad one. If it is and he's out for a few weeks, then yeah, you probably do need to move him on. If he's not so badly injured and he can come back, then Conor Bradley comes back from suspension next week. He goes to right back over Gomez and Szoboszlai slots back into midfield, I assume. So, yeah, if you've got him, you do need to keep an eye on the news on the injury, I would suggest.
And who do we think is going to be playing in the Salah spot now that Salah's off? Because obviously it will have a bit of an impact because I know appreciate that over the last couple of weeks Salah hasn't been there. But this was by far the best Liverpool performance I've watched in quite a long time.
Yeah.
Against Brighton, despite... the fact that, you know, the goal maybe led a bit of a charmed life at the other end because Brighton had a really good couple of opportunities.
Yeah. Well, he's sort of been putting Dom there, isn't he? He's sort of been putting McAllister and Jones in midfield. And if Dom's injured and stuff, then maybe he puts somebody else at that. I mean, Chiesa can play if he's fit. Frimpong, if he's fit, can play there.
But it does feel a little bit if they're fit, though.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does, to be honest with you. So I don't know, to be honest with you. But... The signs are good overall. I think we're moving in the right direction. I thought the result in Italy in the week was really good result. And given that Salah was left at home, he posted on Instagram about being, you know, alone in the gym and all the rest of it. Slot could not go there and not get something. We had to go and get something. So we played far less risky football. We really switched on and got concentrated. And I think we did a bit of that against Brighton as well. I remember saying on Ohana about selling Virgil van Dijk, which was one of the transfers out that you made. And I said, well, I don't know if I'd be too hasty about that because I've just noticed in the past few weeks, Liverpool just being a bit more like, come on, can we just be on it a bit more defensively?
Oh, and yeah, but you were really... Yes. Yes. Like, they should have scored Brighton.
Really?
Yeah. They're well, two clear-cut ones where they really should have scored.
Okay, well, they had 1.9 XG, right? So yeah, maybe they should have. Maybe they should have. But it was only when Szoboszlai was at right-back that they got those chances.
Mm. Yeah, well, right. Yeah.
So when the structure is there, we have an actual right-back playing right-back.
But will you?
Well, yeah, because Connor's coming back in. Connor will be back. So I think if you've got Virgil, I think he's okay to hold.
Would you buy Ekitike right now?
I don't mind it, you know. I don't mind it. But I guess the narrative is, well, you know, he's there, Isak's there, there's rotation. But I'm telling you now, as a Liverpool fan, Slot's relationship with the fans right now is kind of a bit shaky because of the Salah thing. It's like, do we like him or do we not? Some are backing him, some are not. I'm telling you, if he takes Ekitike out of that team right now, he'll get pelters because he's so clearly our most dangerous threat. I love him. The way he took that first goal, it's within, 40, 50 seconds of the game.
Mm.
He's not even warm yet. And Gomez has just sort of got his head in there. He takes it in midair and then just sort of half volleys it home. It's such a well-taken goal from Ekitike. And then he scores with his head as well, showing that he's got, you know, lots of different ways that he can score goals. He's easily our biggest threat. And if Slot took him out of the team and put Isak in, there'd be questions. Mm. I think there'd be questions from the Liverpool fans. So I don't see it. I think
he has played them up top together. Which is why I asked that question, because in Europe, when Salah wasn't there, that's what he did, wasn't he? He played Isak and Ekitike. Was it that game or was it the weekend, last weekend?
Not sure, but they have
one of the games they played up top together. And I don't know, but as part of my questioning of it is, at the moment, is he less of a rotation risk because now Salah's gone? And so therefore, there's more potential for you to play two up top than there has been previously.
It's possible, but for me, I'm not sure that's... Well... He sort of did it this week with Salah just playing off of Ekitike a little bit more than usual. It's possible. Yeah, it's possible. But either way, I just don't feel like I can drop him right now. Mm. Like where we're at, to go and drop our form player, four goals in two games,
no,
bloody hell.
I don't think he'll be dropped. I'm wondering whether anything that happens over the next couple of weeks while Salah is away makes him more or less attractive, I guess. Because right now, today... He looks like a really decent investment, but how does the team structure shift with the injuries or all of that kind of stuff and with Salah gone?
Well, I think with the fixtures for Liverpool, they are worthy of conversation because, of course, it's the FPL family derby, isn't it, next week in game week 17.
Yeah, we may or may not be here, and depending upon what happens in that game.
It's us versus you, and I think if I'd have rewound sort of 2 or 3 weeks ago, I remember sitting here going, I am not looking forward to that game whatsoever. As it stands, it's still a very difficult game, but I feel far more confident now than I did 2 or 3 or 4 weeks ago. And that's as much about Liverpool improving as it is Spurs not. Game week 18 is Wolves at home for Liverpool, then Leeds at home, who don't travel well, that we've discussed many times here, before it gets a little bit tricky with Fulham away, Arsenal away in 2021. So the next three look pretty good for Hugo, I think.
Mm.
And I think in the short term... I don't think he's going to drop him. He's top amongst all players in a game week so far for underlying BPS with 65. I think you can do a lot worse. Is he a bit price prohibitive, though? Was he 8.5?
Well,
it's difficult to get him, isn't it?
It is if you want a midfield that's got Bruno and Saka and Foden and you want to have Haaland and you want to have an expensive Arsenal defender and maybe you want a premium goalkeeper.
Yeah.
Suddenly it becomes a little bit more challenging because you have to make sacrifices somewhere, and the midfield doesn't right now feel like the place where you can. Let's see what happens with Bruno tomorrow, but obviously Foden and Saka have already gone big in their midfield returns. So
you ain't taking Foden out right now.
You know, those three feel like, let's see about Bruno tomorrow, but they feel important, and it therefore is quite hard to have Ekitike as well unless you're prepared to sacrifice one of those guys.
Okay. All right. Any words on Brighton? You're right about their XG. So top for XG underachievers so far this game week. Diego Gomez with a delta of 1.14. He missed a sitter. No doubt about it. So yes, they could have scored. Any assets that you'd be of remotely interested in? There's a few Bart Verbruggen owners out there.
There are.
There's a few Minter owners out there.
And I don't mind Van Heck either. Like, despite the fact that they lost to you, I don't mind him as an option.
Yeah,
I think
fixtures,
he's
even
all right.
I haven't even looked at it.
The problem I have with Brighton is it's so... Like, we say it about other teams a lot. Like, but they feel like any routes to points they have change every week. Like, 1 week you think, right, maybe it's Welbeck. Then he gets benched a couple of times. Then maybe... It's Van Heck. Then maybe it's someone. Then maybe it's and we still yet to see Matoma and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I think there's too many to risk picking any.
Okay.
Which is my slight issue with Brighton.
What about a... There's a few people in the chat talking about a Thiago to Ekitike move. I don't think you'd want to do that this week with Brentford playing Wolves. And actually, over the next five, if you look at the Fantasy Football Scout ticker that's on screen right now, if you're watching on YouTube, I have Wolves, or Fantasy Football Scout team have Wolves... they have Brentford at the top. So Wolves next, then Bournemouth, and then Spurs, and then Everton, and then Sunderland. You know, I hear you, chat, but it's difficult. I mean, I know he's got nothing today, right? But it's difficult to go against Thiago with them fixtures, is it not?
Yeah, but I also think if you've just invested in Thiago, it's very hard to just, you know, rage transfer him out. And it does feel like it would be a rage transfer to go get rid of him straight away.
Those fixtures, goodness me.
Yeah, and you've got to find some money, because that's not like for like. It's not like they're the same price and you're just moving straight across. You've got to find a couple of mil to be able to do that. So, no, I would hold Thiago over the next 5 weeks. I think he'll be good. And you guarantee he's going to start for Brentford. Whereas with Ekitike over Christmas, there is a chance that he sits one out.
Possible. Yeah, it's possible. All right, let's move it on. Let's talk about some of these games today then. Palace 0, Palace 0, City 3, which was a pretty remarkable result for City. I backed them to go there and beat Palace, given that Palace had played away in Shelburne in the week. And I know that City have had a European game as well, but it's par for the course for them, isn't it? Whereas Palace starting to look a bit leggy. I remember watching them on that Shelburne pitch on Thursday and thinking, that pitch looks heavy. It looks horrible pitch. Do you know what I mean? But still, they'd only conceded one open play goal at home, I think all season.
Yep.
Before this game. So for City to go there and score three, two from open play and a penalty. No mean feat, Sam. No mean feat. Answer me this, though. What, from a City perspective, caught your eye ahead of the pretty incredible game they've got at home to West Ham next week? And will you be hitting the triple captain next week?
So in terms of catching eye, I can't help, because I was watching some other rubbish on the other side at that point.
Oh, you're watching Spurs, me? Okay.
So I don't know. I can't tell you how they perform. What I will say is that I was so back and forth on the triple captain thing this week.
And I was going to say, last week you sitting here saying you were going to do it.
No, I never said I was 100%. I was like, and I said on Ohana, I was like 95%. And I massively wobbled on it for two reasons. The first one was, I was worried about him coming off on 60 minutes. The 60-minute Saka substitution did worry me. And I did think, well, maybe they'll be 4-0 up by the time he comes off and he'll have got four goals and, or, you know, some goals and some assists, and we'll be laughing.
Yeah.
But that concerned me. And then the other thing that concerned me was that I said this on my Instagram stories on Saturday morning. The last time I played my triple captain last season, it was game, if you remember, it was game week 9.
Yeah.
We were in Paris. We were on the Eiffel Tower. And he scored the goal early on. And I remember saying to you, right, great, okay. And then they went on to win the game and he got nothing else. And it did absolutely ruin the rest of my day, because I was so annoyed and frustrated that he'd only got 6 points, and I knew that we were going to be out on our Christmas day out with the kids, and I was really like, I don't know whether I feel like I want to be involved in that, because I can't watch the game and it might stress me out too much. And I was back and forwards and back and forwards, and in the end I thought I should just listen to what I always say, which is, if you're not sure, just don't do it.
Fair. Yeah,
which is in the end what I did. Do I regret it? Maybe a little bit, because the Saka 11 pointer, I think in when push comes to shove in a single game week, 33 points out of a triple cap, I think you'd be delighted.
Yeah, if you tripled Saka this week, you're happy, yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Going into next week, I'm definitely going to play it.
Definitely going to play it, okay.
The decision this week is not if I'm playing it, it's who gets it.
Yeah, because, and it's between those two that scored today, presumably.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, Haaland obviously has the upside of penalties, which is important. Foden's playing so well. And in that kind of form that he's in, you kind of think, well, this is a real big opportunity. And we've seen West Ham improving. And obviously, they scored a couple of goals against Villa today. But they're still a catastrophe at the back. And they're only, and this was another factor that played into me not playing the triple cap this week, they're only going to get worse, because they're losing defenders to AFCON now. So now their back line is even more heavily hit. So you've got them going up to Manchester City at a time when they've got no defenders. It's quite hard to pick between Haaland and Foden for the captaincy next week, I think. I think I'll probably go Haaland just out of fear.
Right. Okay.
But there is a big part of me that wants to give it to Foden.
All right. I'll be going triple captain next week and I'll be doing Haaland.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be doing Haaland. It's very tempting to go Phil, isn't it? Because on his day, he can go mad, can't he? Absolutely. But I'm with you, you know, despite them having a change of manager at West Ham, they're still conceding a lot of XG. They're still conceding a lot of chances today. We'll get to them in a minute, but I didn't like some of the body language that I saw at West Ham today. And like you say, they're going to only be weakened by some of their key players getting to AFCON. Mm-hmm. So it seems pretty set for a Haaland masterclass next week. I don't know. In this game, I know you didn't watch it. I did, because you were watching Spurs in here, and I thought, well, I'll watch the game that's a little bit closer, because at the time it was only 1-0 to City, and I thought, well, there's still something in this game. And I have to say, I know you guys are saying in the chat, I agree. I think this scoreline flatters City a little bit, actually. Well, Palace were actually all right. Palace played pretty well in this game. I think 3-0 probably flatters City. But
that was a bit like that last week, wasn't it? Like,
yeah, probably, yeah. It was a bit.
Good opportunities, they scored them, but actually... I forget who it was they played. They actually, Fulham, was it Fulham?
Don't know.
Whoever it was they played, it was the game against Fulham when we were all in the slack in the midweek round going, their scoreline looks bad on Fulham, and it really wasn't, because they actually played quite well.
Yeah, so it flattered City a little bit, in my opinion. Don't mean to upset the City fans, but 3-0, you know, you can't complain with it. They were just, as George is saying, George, you've took the words out of my mouth. The clinical. They were just clinical, Man City. They were just like, we get a chance, we take it. They almost went into the game knowing, like, this is a really tough game. Palace don't concede a lot of open play goals. Nope. If we get a chance, gotta take it, boys.
Yeah, yeah.
It's one of them, you know. And they were just clinical, City. I said it, I keep saying it week after week, and I'll keep saying it again. Ryan Cherki is a baller. What a joy to watch this footballer is. What a joy. City have got a real gem there. And it's interesting that he's not the one that pulls in the FPL points, right? In the FPL community, because we've got Foden there, because we've got O'Reilly at the back, and of course we've all got Haaland, the periphery players, if you can call them that, although I think he's becoming more and more a key part of the team, Cherki, is they're not getting much of a look in, really, in our FPL narrative. In another universe, or maybe if Foden was ever to have a dip out of form, or to, you know, touch what he doesn't ahead of, you know, World Cup coming up, but if he got injured, I think we would start talking about Cherki a lot more. He's absolute baller. He really is fantastic.
It's the rotation that's a worry, isn't it, with him?
Well, again, a bit like Ekotike. I don't see how Pep takes him out right now.
But he did already last week he didn't play him? Like, he seems to be playing Foden and Doku, if Doku's fit. And then Cherki and Reinders have been rotating left, right and centre. Now, we yet to really understand what's wrong with Doku, from what I understand. Injured and leg, I think, is all we got.
Yeah, brilliant, this press conference.
Injured leg.
What's wrong with him? Injured. Whereabouts is it? Leg.
Great.
Okay, cheers, Pep. Yeah.
Thanks, Pep.
That's brilliant.
Now, maybe if Doku is out more long term, then Cherki becomes an option, but I don't think you can risk it.
Yeah, fair dues. Yeah, fair dues. From an FPL perspective, I hear you, and I think I'm with you. But from a footballing perspective, I love. You know what? When you see these players, you just think, I just love. I don't care who you play for. I just really enjoy watching you play, and I just enjoy watching Cherki play. I think he just looks superb. But it's Foden that gets the point, so that's who we've all got, right? From a defensive point of view, though, City's XGC continues to be good.
Yep.
I was obviously hoping for a Palace goal in this game to wipe out the City clean sheet. I don't have any City defence. We've spoken before, we speak most weeks, about minimising routes to pain in FPL. As much as we want to try and maximise and go differentials, it's also, well, what's really hurting? Let's stop that. Yep. Let's stop the bleeding somewhere. And I feel like with these fixtures coming up, for those that are on YouTube, you can see this. West Ham at home next in 17, which is why we're all thinking of the triple captain. Forest away, Sunderland, Chelsea, and then Brighton. They're third currently on the ticker, as sorted by difficulty by Fantasy Football Scout Man City. And I see clean sheets in there, and I see myself a bit exposed by not having a defender. How do you feel about it?
Yeah, I agree. I had a straight choice this week. It was a straight shootout between Matty Cash and Nico O'Reilly.
Mm.
Straight shootout. Of course, I picked the wrong one. I went with Matt Cash because I played the fixture roulette this week, thinking, well, West Ham, dreadful. And Crystal Palace, really not. They're, you know, they're good. And
but cash has got some stinkers coming up. Look at that. Man U, Chelsea, Arsenal.
Doesn't mean that I won't...
spend another transfer.
Yeah.
Sorting that out.
It doesn't mean that I am wed to Matt Cash forevermore. I did it on the basis that I wanted to cover that week. And I kind of thought, well, you know, in theory now, I've set my team up and I'm happy with it more longer term. And I am happy with it more longer term.
I was surprised you got him, I'll be honest,
but
Matty Cash.
I am. Why?
Because it felt like a one-week punt.
What's wrong with that?
But when you spend all five, there is something wrong with that. I think if he was, if you'd spent two, got three in the bank and won a one-week punt like a Harry Wilson, fine.
I don't know, because I think, you know, if you the way I saw it, it's like, well, if you're taking all five and you're setting up the rest of your team and you're happy with the way, barring an injury, the way your team looks and you're not going to make any other changes to it. Like, I look at my team and think that's rollable this week and probably next.
Okay.
But will I make a change to get in O'Reilly? It doesn't have to be for Matt Cash, by the way. I've got other assets that I could take out, which we can talk about.
Just seems kind of mad that you'd spend five transfers and the next week, like, oh, I've got something else I need to do. Do you know what I mean? Like, five transfers.
As told you on the Fantasy Show. We could
yeah,
have had 10.
I know. It just seems a bit mad. That Matt Cash on stumped me a little bit. But listen, this week it could have gone well.
It should have gone well.
Yeah, maybe. So anyway, City. Well, let's go to Palace. I'm not too worried about, but I've only really got Gahey anyway. So I'm not moving it.
I'm
not moving him on. He looks all right. But Sarr making his comeback today. Jean-Philippe dragged off on the hour again. I mean, he's just a non-asset at the minute, isn't he, Mateta? Because he's just only getting the hour every week.
He's just knackered, isn't he? He's injured. He's hurt his knee. That's why he didn't play in Europe. Oh, there we go. Got a bit of hair on my own.
Yeah.
He's injured. That's why he didn't play in Europe. And he's clearly not right. And he can do an hour and that's about it. And it's only going to get worse because, yes, great to have Ismaïla Sarr back. You go, oh, wonderful. Oh, he's off to AFCON tomorrow. So I just think that Palace, you want to have the Gahey's, the Richards, the Laquars. Yes, absolutely. They've been great. Gahey in particular. They've been great. Obviously, Munoz is out probably until around February. So he's definitely got to be sold if you've still got him.
Yeah. George says that I owe Munoz an apology as well, by the way.
Yes, you do.
Which is probably true, George, actually. It's probably true.
You do?
Yeah. It wasn't him that was doing the assault on a fray. It was Ivan Toney.
Yeah, and I told you that I thought Daniel Munoz wasn't that type of man. He's lovely. And, I was correct. I was proven
right. I apologise, Daniel Munoz. I apologise.
Ivan Toney, you're an idiot. Daniel Munoz, you're not. Poor old Daniel Munoz had to undergo surgery. Bless his heart.
Yeah.
Don't panic on Palace, defenders, okay. But the attackers, I think, it's time to go.
Right. How many City have you got? The two?
Two. So I can add O'Reilly quite comfy.
You could do O'Reilly this week. Yeah. Okay. All right. All right, let's talk about your lot. Forest 3, Spurs 0. What on earth was that today? Go on.
We were awful.
Mm.
But in a way that I wasn't expecting. I mean, we turned over Brentford the other week. And then went into the midweek Champions League match and we were great. Like, we played all right. Sparta Prague, not exactly, you know, the hardest Champions League game you'll ever face. I appreciate that. But you still have to win who's in front of you. And we played really well. It was a really good performance. Another clean sheet. It was two back-to-back clean sheets. And in attack, we looked great. And then you read the team sheet to me while we were driving home from Max's game this morning or this lunchtime. And I was like, I like that. I like that squad. That's the first time I've heard a team sheet from him for a while where I've gone, that's not a bit odd. Mm. This one felt good. We were just not at the races at all. Defensively, Vicario makes a mistake. It's a bad clear. It's a bad pass out from him. Archie Gray makes a mistake. It's in his head for a while. And I said to you, you should take Archie off at halftime. Not because he's a bad player, but because his head had gone. He tried really hard to get back in the game, but we were getting overpowered in the middle every time.
That was my overriding takeaway from this game, is you got absolutely bullied in this game.
And the thing is that we're not a team that usually gets bullied in the middle. Like, we normally have like some big strong players in there with the likes of Paulinho, who's not afraid to put in a tackle. But Archie Gray looked weaker in there today. And it was only when Paulinho came on that I thought we did made us better in the middle. Richarlison looked like he was on holiday. He just was a non-event completely. Xavi and Kudus made some opportunities. I thought they were probably the bright sparks again. But Forest were just better.
Xavi was a bright spark?
Yeah. Of our team, all they right. were.
Okay.
Them two were the best options in our team, but equally, Forest were just a better side today. They played better. They took the opportunity when they were given it early on to put them 1-0 up. And after that, like I say, I think they targeted Archie for quite a long time and we didn't change it. And that's what was infuriating, is that I could see it watching it on the telly. It's like, just change it. You've got to change the midfield because this isn't working, because they know they can target him.
Okay.
Am I worried about it? No, not really. We get a midweek off this week, which will be novel. So heading into the midweek, we can have a bit of downtime. And then we go again against you lot next Saturday night, which will be a different performance. It will be a different kind of game for sure.
I think the week off would do your world a good, actually.
We're very... But that's no excuse. Lots of people have played a lot of football so far this season, so it's no excuse.
The bits that I saw, and you watched it, I didn't, I was watching the City game, but the bits that I saw, and I said on Ohana on Thursday that I thought Archie Gray was becoming a really important player for you, because I think the kid has got a lot to learn in football, no doubt about it, and yes, he probably does need to toughen up and strengthen up a little bit, but I think his football IQ, Archie Gray, is high. I think he's a very intelligent footballer, and what I mean by that is, and you're not going to like this, George will like this, but he reminds me a little bit of a young Jordan Henderson. Because whenever your fullbacks go forward, he goes and covers. If Romero or Van de Ven decide they want to go forward, which they do and can, he covers. If the centre midfield wants to push on, he covers. And it's like, oh, here's a player that's just intelligent enough. He's never going to be an FPL asset for us, but he's just intelligent enough to cover danger points, right? And he's the one that's always there to cover. But
we didn't need that today.
Forrest got in his head and bullied him to a point where he didn't do any of that stuff, and it affected him mentally, I think.
But we didn't need that today. We needed strength in the midfield. We needed two strong midfielders to overpower what they were doing. We didn't have that from Archie today. He was weak today and it showed. Like, I think you need that in tactical games. You need someone like Archie. When you know that we're going to be very attacking and Van de Ven or Romero is going to be going forward, play Archie. Mm. Yes. Games like today, this was not the day.
European games, I think, are the games. Like, the Premier League is just a different kettle of fish. And I hand it to Sangare. The Sangare goal is absolutely...
It was a great goal.
It's such a good goal.
Play Archie Gray against the teams that are going to...
Yeah, okay.
Allow your defenders time to go forward, but don't play him. Today it was a really bad mistake from Frank playing him, and he should have taken him off, and he didn't see it early enough.
All right, so are we picking anybody from Spurs then, given they've got Liverpool up next, Palace, Brentford, Sunderland, Bournemouth, and then Forest have got Fulham, Man City, Everton, Villa, West Ham. So there's nothing in either of these teams really that's making me want to go there. I mean, have you got any Spurs in your team?
I've got Van de Ven, but he just sits on my bench. Fine. I've also got Kudus still, and I kept Kudus after the midweek performance because of the penalty thing. So I was like, oh, okay. Well, if he's going to be on pens, he's also a great differential because he's very lowly owned. He's on pens. If we can get something out of Forest and build on what we've just done over the last week, that'll be great. And then heading into the Liverpool game, he's a tricky kind of character. I could see him getting some joy against your defence. So I was...
Who's
like,
that?
Kudus. So I was like, I'm quite happy to hold him. I think I'm still okay with him being there. Would I rather sell him? Maybe. I mean, I've got enough money in the bank to upgrade him. And the slight issue I have is that I've got three Arsenal already. If I'm going to go for another Manchester City asset, it will be a defender. I don't have space for another Man City mid. And the other midfields then I've got, the Sakas, the Fodens, the Brunos, they're already in play. So I'm like looking around and thinking, well, I could come down to a Harry Wilson. There's definitely nothing wrong with that. That's something I'll consider.
Okay.
But I don't feel like there's another midfielder that's massively like pounding on the door in that slot.
All right.
Because I'm already full on the other teams, if that makes sense.
All right, let's move it on. I don't think there's much to pick from. If we see a bit more consistency from Forest, maybe. It's a good result for them, right? Something for them to build
on. It's a good result, yeah.
No doubt about it.
They deserved it. They play better.
Let's go to Arsenal 2, Wolves 1 then. So
shocking, this one. Well, I was surprised.
I mean, listen, I thought Wolves did a pretty good job for an hour or so, right? Over an hour.
Over. But
I had this down as a Arsenal whitewash, right? I can see absolutely why many of you were thinking about the triple captain on Saka.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. And in the end, Saka pulls in the 11-pointer. The first one was a little bit controversial, wasn't it? I think the assist was given by FPL, then it was taken away, then it was put back. I think in the end, and this will depend largely on whether you get Captain Saka or not, I think they got the right decision in the end, says he, Captain in Saka. The second one for sure is like, obviously as an assist. So yeah, in the end, I think Sky gave Saka man of the match. I think that was absolutely right. Disappointing to see the clean sheet go from an FPL perspective. Not at the time, because I thought a Wolves goal was like, great, Arsenal
yeah,
going to drop more points.
Yeah, if you're going to take the clean sheet, get a result out of it, Wolves.
Yeah, and this is the thing, isn't it? This is what the manager was saying afterwards. He said, look, you know, if you're going to, you just can't defend like that at the end. You've just got to cling on to these results. You've got to see it out, even if you're at Arsenal and you're under the cosh, right? So, yeah, what do you make of this game? I mean, Saka's, despite the first one coming in slightly fortuitous circumstances, he looked like the player that was going to make the difference, and he was. Mm. So I've got that's now 6 returns in 6 for Saka. No issue whatsoever. The clean sheets, though, that's now 1 in their last 6 for Arsenal in terms of clean sheets. So the majority of that is when Gabriel hasn't been here. I'm doubled up with Raya and Timber. You are also now doubled up with Raya and Timber. Mm-hmm. Still feeling okay about that?
Yeah, I'm happy with that.
Okay.
I think I said here and on the official pod and everywhere else that Arsenal aren't as good without Gabriel. Defensively, they aren't as good.
Yeah.
Was I expecting a clean sheet against Wolves? 100% I was expecting a clean sheet against Wolves. Am I annoyed that I didn't get one? Well, actually 2. Yes, I am absolutely annoyed. However, it's not enough for me to make me think, oh, I want to get off of the Arsenal defence. Like, I do think there's been so much change in that back line. Ben White starts the game, has to go off injured during the game. Timber and Saliba are playing together in centre-back pairing rather than Timber playing in his natural position on the wing. Like, I don't know, there was a lot of change over the last couple of weeks, and I hope that with Saliba back, we'll start to see a little bit more of the Arsenal defensive security that we have seen over the last.
Well, no, they have been secure. They've just been conceding goals. So they've been best for XGC over the last 6. They've had an XGC of 4.19. So the stats still say that they are the best defence in the league. They're just conceding the odd goal.
Yeah. But I hope with Saliba back that will not be so much of a thing moving forward. So yeah, I'm happy to still be on the double Arsenal defence. I don't think that I would rather be on the double Arsenal attack right now. I just think there's so much potential for rotation in those positions. Like,
okay.
You know, Gabby Jesus comes off the bench for Gyökeres and scores. Like, there's going to be some rotation around that position now, you would expect, over the coming weeks. Obviously, Gabby Jesus has been out for a long time with injury. There have to be, you know, some monitoring and some all of that jazz.
Mm. What made you go for Raya on one of your 5 threes last week? Because he's expensive now. No, you must have paid 5.9 or 6 for
six.
Him. 6 for a keeper that's only ever going to get a maximum of 6, basically.
Because I can't anymore, Lee. I can't deal with the absolute dross of goalkeepers.
Right.
Like, I think when you... The goalkeepers for me have been a massive, massive headache for this whole season. Like, at the beginning of the season, I started with the wrong ones. I then got Nick Pope, who's then got himself injured. I've had to play Dubravka for a couple of weeks. It's been an absolute disaster.
6 million for a keeper who's only ever going to get a maximum of 6, though, doesn't feel like value for money.
I don't care about value for money.
Well, you should. I mean, that's mad.
It's not
kind of mad though.
No,
I mean, if you
mad.
Bought him at 5, I bought him at 5.4. That's fine. I just have him for however long, right? Probably keep him for the season. But buy in Raya now at 6?
It's not mad.
Okay.
It's not mad. I just wanted to lock that position in and be done with it. And that's what
I think you'll be taking money out of that soon, I reckon. You'll want the money. Because there's players now coming to the fore, like your Ekitikes. You want the power 3 in midfield.
Well, I've got them.
Yeah, I know. I just think you'll want that money that's tied up in a 6 million goalkeeper.
I don't think I will, because that money that's in my 6 million goalkeeper is eventually my Gabriel money.
Okay.
So on wildcard, when Gabriel is fit and available again, I'll end up swapping the Arsenal defensive investment, so I'll get Gabriel back in instead of Raya, and then I'll have to pick a new goalkeeper. But I totally disagree with you. I think he still remains the best goalkeeper in the game that you can pick, despite the fact that he's 6 million. I still think he is the best option.
All right. I think he's the best option too, but I just think he's expensive. Wolves, for their part, I mean, still a team to target, right? There's green shoots in this game. Yes, of course, absolutely.
I think they looked a lot better the last 2 weeks They've looked a lot better.
They seem to be getting it together, yeah, but I don't know. I still think you've got to target them in the short term.
Who they got next?
Wolves up next have got Brentford, right? So this is the Thiago home game. Yeah, it's at home. It's at home. We don't fancy Wolves for a result there, do you? No chance. No chance. Please, behave yourself.
Do I fancy Wolves for a result? No, probably not. But do I think that Wolves could score in that game? Yes.
Maybe.
Do I think that Wolves are starting to just... I'm not saying that Rob Edwards is the answer to all Wolves' prayers. That's not what I'm about to say. But I do think that they are starting to look better. They did 60-odd minutes in this game, looking decent enough. Mm-hmm. Last week, they also were some green shoots of recovery there. Whether how quickly that recovery comes remains to be seen. But there's some shoots of something there. So, yeah, I still think Brentford will win that game. But Brentford aren't great away from home.
No, they'll still get a couple against them, though. I think if it wasn't for Haaland being at home to West Ham, Thiago captain would be a little bit more in the narrative than it is for next week. But either way, listen, Arsenal got the job done in the end, and that's what champions do.
Yeah.
That is what champions do. They've not had their best day, but they've still won 2-1, and that is what champions do. Chelsea 0, Everton 2. What are we saying about this? The return of Cole Palmer. So you're sitting here talking about, I can spend 6 million on a keeper because I'm not going to need that money elsewhere in my team. Well, Mr. Palmer might say different.
Well, he might say different, but he's still on the way back from injury. He played well in this one, that is for sure. He made a big difference to them. He's come down quite a lot in price as well over the course of this injury.
What is he now then? I don't know.
10 or something.
Is he? Okay.
Yeah. So he's not too difficult to get hold of. Like, you know, you it's easy enough to move some money around to get there, particularly if you've got, you know, the likes of Bruno, and if Cunha ends up being a decent asset at Manchester United, it would be very easy to save some money there and go back over to Palmer. I think it's way too soon. I think it's way too soon to go there.
Yeah.
The defence, I don't know with the Chelsea defence, you know, because some weeks I watch them and I think they look good defensively. Mm. And then other weeks I watch them and I think...
But they're highly owned. Chelsea defence is reasonably highly owned. A bit like Nico Riley. I'm looking at that going, that's another path to pain for me, Chelsea defence. That's another thing that ate into my rank a little bit. I would have been buzzing for Everton scoring this game. Sorry, Chelsea fans. You know how much I love you. But Everton scoring in this game would have made a big difference to my rank this week. I had a look at it on live FPL. It did make a difference. Because there's, you know, obviously there's Cucurella's, but there's Chalobah's out there and there's Sanchez's out there. Yeah. And it's like, I don't know. I just wonder whether covering that off as a route to points might be something I have to have a look at. I see Harry's in the chat. Hello, mate. Sanchez top for clean sheets. There you go. Yeah, totally. I mean, Again, I'm not sure where I would go Chelsea going forward right now, and Palmer will change that up a little bit too, but the clean sheet is hurting me. Bit like the City clean sheet. It's something I want to cover off, and I've got plenty of free transfers to be able to do it for next week, and I might do that.
Okay.
Not going to go with Sanchez, I don't think, but Chalobah maybe. Anyway, decent result for Chelsea. What other games do you want to do? Oh, we've got to do this. Got to do it. Burnley 2, Fulham 3.
Burnley,
oh, yes.
There's my narrative about Burnley always scoring again. There it is again.
Yeah.
They always score.
Always find a way to get a goal.
They're just ruining FPL teams' defences. That's what they do.
And I think I'll give you something there, because I think, to be fair, I was absolutely looking at Anderson in for this week. I thought, well, Fulham will get the clean sheet. I looked at Fulham's next three, and for those of you that need the fixture ticker, they obviously had this Burnley game. But the next two for Fulham continue to look good. Now, it's Forest at home, and Forest have just come off the back of a good result against you lot. So that's now looks a little bit more difficult than it might have done a week ago. And then West Ham away. So before they go away to Palace, then it's Liverpool-Chelsea. But
West Ham are scoring goals.
Yeah, totally. Which is part of the reason I didn't go for Anderson in the end. But it's also part of the reason I did go for Harry Wilson. Because I looked at these next three and I just thought, he's got, what, 10, 8 and 8?
Yep.
In the games leading up to it. And yes, there was some narrative about he was high on the XG overachieving, right? So he's got that ridiculous goal against Spurs. It was like a 0.02 XG goal because Vicario decided to play football. But I just thought, here's an opportunity to go for... Because he was only about like 3 or 4% owned. I just thought, here's an opportunity to go for a differential over the next three and just sit, and I'll just stick with him, right? Even if he blanks against Burnley, just stick with him. And then in game week 19, if it's really not worked out, I'm moving him to Dewsbury Hall. That's what I was planning. Now,
maybe he's injured.
Dewsbury Hall might be injured, so we might have to rethink that, right? But certainly for those three, I just thought Harry Wilson looks good. And I was also looking at Raul Jimenez. I know Max, our son, bought in Raul Jimenez, and he was annoyed that Jimenez didn't get anything in this game.
Oh, he was fuming that he got this from Harry Wilson, and he got nothing out of Raul Jimenez. He was raging.
He was fuming, but...
he mentioned it as soon as we got to football to his coach as well. Did you hear him?
He did.
Raul Jimenez.
Yeah, he did. But that's now four... Well, written it here. Four goals in seven games for Harry Wilson. Fifth goal of the season. He's now Fulham's top scorer.
Can you tell that Lee's got off the bench this week?
Yes, I've made some notes. Yeah, I've made some notes.
We can tell when you've got off the bench
on Tuesday. But when I watched the... Obviously, I was delighted with the haul. But when I watched Match of the Day highlights and watched him on there, oh my God, he could have had more.
He could have had more.
So many chances he was creating and chances that he could have got on the end of. He could have actually had more. He's a corner taker as well, and only Arsenal have scored more from corners than I've done all my notes for off the bench. Only Arsenal scored more from corners
unless you've got off the bench
than Fulham. So Fulham's second best in the league for scoring from corners, and he takes some of the corners.
I think you'll find that I said that as my differential thing on off the bench. Well, it's all right. This week,
brilliant. Well done for saying all these things that are so great. Why are you not bringing Harry? You made five transfers then, and Harry Wilson wasn't one of them. So explain that one.
Well, because I was. The only one change I made in the middle was to get Bruno Fernandes.
Right.
That was it.
Okay.
You're very argumentative today.
No, I just don't, like, you keep coming back with the, oh, well, I said that.
No, I was just saying, that stat I rolled out is when I was picking my differential. That's what I was saying.
Okay, fine. Well, look, I thought it was an unbelievable performance from him. He was so, so good. And now, there's now a groundswell towards him, right? So I don't expect that it'll be 3 or 4% owned next week. I expect that'll probably double by the time he rolls out for Forest at home. But yeah, what a brilliant differential. And I was so happy to have him. Really, really good. Really good. Burnley, though, that's now seven straight defeats. 33.4 XG conceded, which is the worst in the league. 247 shots they've faced. That's the worst in the league. 88 shots on target they've faced. That's the worst in the league.
That mice are general over there today.
Soft Match of the Day, that was.
Yeah,
we've got to bring some stats, haven't we, to this thing?
You never do, normally.
Well, I am today, if that's all right. You can keep rolling out your narrative. I'm going to bring some actual stats.
Excuse me, I never say the word narrative. That's all you, Bonfield.
They continue to be a team to target, right? Seven defeats on the row. He's got a job on his hands, isn't he, old Parker?
Yeah, but they will score goals. So don't necessarily think...
Oh. You're not picking Sonner or Ugochukwu, though, are you?
No,
or bloody Fleming?
Absolutely not. But what I'm saying is that don't look at your team sheet and go, oh, XYZ has got Burnley next week, therefore I'll bring in a defender. Because that's what people have been doing. But Burnley do have this habit of scoring an annoying goal here or there. So what I'm saying is that there are absolutely target Burnley from the attacking player's perspective. Absolutely do that.
Semenyo in next week?
Potentially. Let's see how they get on tomorrow. Well, we don't know how Bournemouth are going to do yet. We haven't seen them this game week. Anything could happen. But he might get injured. Absolutely target them from an attacking perspective. Defensively, though, I would not necessarily be like, well, that team's got Burnley, so therefore I'll go there. Unless they've got a nice run of fixtures that followed. I could understand why people did it with Anderson this week, because it was Burnley followed by a couple of fixtures that potentially have got clean sheet potential in. That's all I'm saying is that I think Burnley have this very, very irritating habit of having very low XG numbers, very high XGC numbers, but still managing to just...
All right, so if you want to play an attacker against them, that's absolutely fine. Just don't get a defender.
Yeah.
Fine. Okay. The chat's saying Semenyo is going to AFCON. I don't think
he is.
I don't think
he's not. He did not qualify. He's the same as Kudus.
He plays for Ghana, right?
They did not qualify. He is not going to AFCON.
Yeah.
He is going to play England in the World Cup, but he is not going to AFCON.
Yes. Forgot about that. Saw that. Yes. But no, Semenyo's staying, isn't he? As is Kudus. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yep. Absolutely right.
Not going to AFCON.
Bassi and Smith Rowe with the goals. I mean, like I said, you know, Fulham's next couple do look very good. Are you tempted by any Fulham now then?
No, I think if you're going to go Fulham, you would go Smith. You would go for Wilson.
Wilson now, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I did think Smith Rowe the last couple of games has been really good, but you go Wilson.
Yes, I think so. Yeah, I think so. All right, let's go. What other games have we got? Oh, let's do the Time Weir Derby then. Let's finish on that. So Sunderland 1, Newcastle 0. One of your five that you did do was to sell Voltimada, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, an own goal from Voltomada was the one that that sealed the deal for this one. An assist for Mukiele. So if you had him, you got a clean sheet and an assist, which was sensational stuff. And a bonus point, I think, as well. Yes. Yes, what did he get? Yeah, one bonus point as well. Brilliant stuff. So, yeah, if you had Mukiele, all good. If you had Voltomada, not good. I don't know what else to say about this game. I saw some stats about the first half, and it was dire. Apparently, yeah. It was absolutely dreadful.
It was a poor derby by the sound of it.
Yeah. In fact, Newcastle's XG of 0.02 was their third lowest in the first half of a Premier League game across the last 10 seasons.
Help,
would you believe,
guys,
Sam?
Send help.
Would you believe that, Sam?
No one's got any need to listen to off the bench this week.
All the stats are there. All the stats are already here, right here on FPL Family. Don't need to listen to off the bench. Although I'm sure Az will add some value. I'm sure he will.
It depends how he's got on. Is it green or red?
I'm so pleased to be going on off the bench with him in a week that Liverpool beat Brighton. That's sensational.
What did you do with Dominic Calvert-Lewin?
I don't know.
Probably sold him because he's scored.
Mark Nash, I think you summed this up very well, mate. It was a good derby, just not a good attacking game of football. I think that more or less sums it up. Yeah. What would you say about those that have got Newcastle defence? Because there's a few chows out there.
Did I read that Dan Burn went off injured?
Did he? Okay. I must have missed that.
I had a feeling that I, whilst ranting about Spurs somewhere, that I read, let me just double check, that Burn...
Okay, it's not that important.
Well, it is. Yes, he did, on 42 minutes,
all right.
Went off injured. That does change the way I think about the Newcastle defence, because obviously they're already without their main keeper.
Guys are saying he got clattered in the ribs. Who's clattering Dan Burn?
Oh, that's right.
They think
he's fractured his ribs.
Cool. Which absolute unit must have clattered Dan Burn to break his ribs? Like, he is not a small bloke. Some battering ram of a player.
I don't know who it was.
God, that was not Ismail Assar, was it, doing that? Who was that? Oh, Mukiele, you guys are saying. Mukiele, the unit of Mukiele must have absolutely taken out Dan Burn. What the hell? Jesus.
Goodness me.
All right, yeah, there's not much else to say about that other than Thiago got 22 on the DEFCON, I think, if I have a look down here at the DEFCON. So, yeah, 22 for Thiago on the DEFCON. So if you did have him, you picked up a couple of two bonus DEFCON points, so fair play. And as we said, I think this time last week with Bruno Guimarães, you can never quite tell with this guy, can you, whether he's going to score a brace or get sent off. Well, it was somewhere between the two here with just the yellow card, so he would have got just a one-pointer off of this. Don't know if it's a panic, though. Let's have a look at the Newcastle fixtures.
No, there isn't any need to panic.
It's not a panic. Chelsea Man U up next, which is it's not easy.
Difficult.
But then Burnley, Palace, Leeds, a few home games in there that look reasonably winnable. So I think if you've got Newcastle assets,
hold.
It's okay to hold, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, it's okay to hold.
Unless Dan Burn has actually done his ribs, and then you might have to sell.
Oh, okay. All right. Brentford 1, Leeds 1. George is in. We've got to talk about this, haven't we? Got to. Got to. Especially with the Brentford goal scorer.
I don't want to talk about Jordan Henderson anymore. Jordan Henderson gets too much airtime.
Why would you
podcast.
Not?
He just gets too much. You're obsessed with him. I swear if he walked in the door and said,
"Yes, I am.
Lee, choose between me and Sam," you'd run off into the sunset with Jordan Henderson.
Quite possibly. I couldn't promise anything.
This is absolutely outrageous behaviour, by the way. All right, what have we got to say about this game? I was disappointed in Brentford. I'm sorry, George, but I was. I was disappointed in Brentford. I expected more from them in attack.
Is that because you brought in Thiago this week?
Probably.
Yeah.
But also I was kind of thinking in my head, well, you know, Dango, this was a really good opportunity, I thought, against a Leeds side that conceded a lot of goals. They conceded a lot of goals.
Away, yeah.
This was a really good opportunity for them to go big in a home fixture before the likes of Dango go off to AFCON. Like, in my head, I was thinking, right, this is going to be a good one for them. And it just...
Not going to win any pens, are they? No, he's gone.
Well, no, that's the trouble, isn't it? It maybe makes Thiago way less exciting. But I was really disappointed with them. I just didn't think that there was the normal oomph that we see from Brentford. Like, I've been quite impressed with Brentford, especially at home this season. But I don't know. I wasn't really in this one. I think I was more surprised that Leeds... Was I surprised that Leeds scored at the end? Maybe not, actually.
Mm.
It was a fine game, I suppose. From an FPL perspective, you're annoyed if you've got a Brentford defender because it did look like the clean sheet was going to stick for most of this game.
I think Sepp van der Berg was on for free bonus as well before the goal.
Yeah. I like him as a pick. And I still like him as a pick, regardless of the fact that the clean sheet has gone in this one.
All right.
You're not going for Dominic Calvert-Lewin or any Leeds assets. Although you do still have Goodmanson in your team.
I do, but he's cheap, so he can just sit there. It's fine, isn't it? It's fine. I'm not playing him every week, am I?
Playing him next week on your bus team.
I might be.
Yeah,
I might be. We'll discuss that in a minute. Final game, just because Morgan Rogers played very well in this game. 2 goals for Rogers. We didn't watch this one because there was other games going on at the same time. Villa continue their march up the league, though. Let's have a look at their fixtures going forward. They are bottom of the ticker on Fantasy Football Scout website. So Man United at home up next. Chelsea, Arsenal away, which looks tricky as hell. Forest and then Crystal Palace. So I don't know if any of us are going there on Villa right now, but they could shake up the top of the league a little bit, couldn't they, Villa, over the next few weeks? Because they are bang in form.
They are. Morgan Rogers has definitely caught my interest over the last couple of weeks again.
See the second goal today?
Yeah.
God, took good. It so well.
I really like him as an option. But like you say, the form is there, the fixtures aren't. So this is one of those proper FPL conundrums with Villa, because what do you do here? Do you go, well, look, the fixtures are dreadful, so I'm just not going to go there? Or do you say, well, look, actually, the form is here. They started the season really badly, but since game week 5, they've been on the climb and they're in a really good moment right now, so you invest anyway. It's a really difficult one. Will I do it? Probably not.
I don't think you can go for Watkins, can you? Just because he's so price prohibitive in that front line.
You definitely can't go for Watkins, but Morgan Rogers is quite easy to get to. He's not a difficult buy. So the question
is, even with the power three in midfield, would you go with him as a power four?
Yeah, you can. Well, like, I could easily move Kudus to him because I've got money in the bank. So I could easily go Kudus to Rogers. The question is, like, do you trust the form over those fixtures? Do we think that Morgan Rogers' form will continue and Villa's form will continue despite the next 5? Or, and therefore you should invest if you do think that. Or do you think that the next 5 might just slow the march a little bit? And if you think that, then it's probably best to avoid.
All right. And then from a West Ham perspective, from game week 18,
yes,
they don't look too bad. So City away. So don't think anyone's investing ahead of 17. If anything, we're piling into Haaland triple captain. But from 18, Fulham at home, Brighton at home, Wolves away, Forest at home.
That the question is four, where, though, Lee?
That four just looks like no one's got any West Ham, have they?
But
like, no one's got West Ham.
Realistically, who would you go for? Juve's off to AFCON, so you can't go there.
I love that he was the first name you went to.
Well, Juve. I'm just thinking, I'm starting at the back.
Right.
So, and of the defenders, he would be my preferred because of the attacking threat, but you can't go there because he's off to AFCON. Let's move into the middle.
Hmm?
No.
No?
Okay. Let's move up top, Bowen. So that's basically where we are. But we've already...
No love for Paquetá?
No. But we've also talked about, I mean, you just said Bruno Fernandes is just as, Bruno Guimarães is just as likely to get a red card as he is to get anything else. I definitely feel the same way about Paquetá.
Yeah.
Moving up top, it's really hard with Bowen because he's at a really awkward price point, isn't he? So if Thiago blanks again in 17, is there a world where we go Thiago to
Bowen?
We
all very fickly go from Thiago to Bowen.
Is there a world where that happens?
There's definitely a world where it happens, whether it will or not, I don't know.
Because it always feels like if West Ham are going to score, Bowen's involved.
Yeah.
And we saw that today.
Yeah. I don't know. I'd have to watch the highlights of this game, but I still think those Brentford fixtures, there's goals in there for Thiago, even without his mate Dango there. They missed Sharda today. I noticed George saying that in the chat. I agree with you, George. Yeah, they did miss Sharda today. Assuming that he comes back in, I think Thiago is still okay as a hold. So then do you then flip your team so that you play with 3 up top and you have Bowen, in my case, instead of Guiu? That's really hard to do.
If you want to have the power 3.
So really you're saying, well, if I'm going in on Bowen, I'm not only just jumping on a differential that will give me an edge, but I'm taking a massive risk by going off of Thiago, because Thiago's ownership is huge now. Yeah. So it's almost like there's a double risk there, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
Very, very high upside, but potentially very low downside as well. It would feel too much of a risk to me. And I think if I was going to take Bowen as a bit of a inverted commas punt, it's not the right word for it, but if I was going to go in on Bowen, it would be as a third forward, I think, and therefore I'd have to make sacrifices elsewhere, which I'm probably not prepared to do right now.
And when you look at the rankings that they got today, like the defence, they're awful. Like, they're awful.
Yeah, poor old Mavrapanos with his own goal. I mean, yeah, they don't look great.
Yeah. And then you look at the midfield and I'm like, there's no one really in there that's sparking my interest. Like, you talk about Paquetá, yeah, well, okay, if you say so. No. It's okay. Really, West Ham are really hard. There's got to be somebody over the, like, in 17, 18, 19, if somebody pops up in the midfield and is like, hello, that's where I'll look, because Bowen, I think, is too difficult.
But even then, they've got to pop up, what, in one game?
Well, but basically, somebody's got to really shine against Man City.
It's Man City away. Yeah.
And I don't see that really happening. No.
Don't see it. All right, before we get to our teams, Sam, a quick shout out to our Patreon community, many of whom are in the chat this evening. So we've got George, we've got Danny McDonald, we've got Si, we've got a whole host. I think Nicole's in as well.
Kelly,
we had Kelly
in
as well. So
B's
a whole
here
host of our Patreon followers in. And again, guys, thank you so much for supporting us and what you do. You're always here. Like, this is the same names. I said this to Kelly when I spoke to her on Friday. It's what we love most about our community on Patreon is that, yeah, we have a bit of fun in the Slack and it's all a bit of a laugh, isn't it? But
yeah,
you guys are also always here, like, for the whole, like, live stream on a Sunday, which is just incredible. So thank you for all the support. If you want to become part of the FPL family, if you want to go and join us over on Patreon, then all the links are in the description below. There's four tiers in which you can go. So by the way, anybody that signs up to become a free member over on our Patreon site, we'll get the Ohana podcast. We do like a game week preview podcast,
yep,
in the lead up to the game week, so you can find out what we're planning to do, what you're planning to do, what chips we're planning to play, all that sort of stuff,
week,
right? You made live on the podcast transfers with your five last week. That is absolutely for free. So all you've got to do is sign up for a Patreon account, and for free, you get that podcast. So you can go in there every Thursday, you get that. Then if you like what we do, if you enjoy the podcast and you want to be part of our Slack community, then that's available at $3 per month. If you want to take part in our Manager of the Month competitions, where it doesn't matter how bad a season you might be having an absolute stinker of a season, it doesn't matter, because every month I do a separate league offline and we all get into that league. I've got everyone's team IDs and I track it all offline. And even if you're having a stinker of a season, if you have a good month,
yep,
you can still win a football shirt of your choice. And I've given already, what, three or four away so far this season. So you can absolutely win in our Manager of the Month competition. That's at $5, at the $5 tier. And then if you want to be like Kelly and George and a few others that we speak to quite regularly on Zoom, then the Zoom tier is there as well at $10 a month. So get over to patreon.com/FPL family if you want a little bit more of Sam and I in your lives, or even if you just want the free podcast on a Thursday, you can find that over on our Patreon site. All right, Sam, let's get into this week then. Let's go to you first. This is your game week score, 56, with Haaland looking suspiciously like Kieran and Dewsbury Hall. Talk us through your team. And Thiago looking suspiciously like Morgan Gibbs-White.
What the hell have I done there?
I don't know. I'm just saying, Haaland's looking a little bit Kieran.
That is bonkers.
Yep. Never well, mind. Talk us through it.
I don't even know how that's happened, because neither of those two players are even forward. So how have they ended up there?
Yes,
what are they doing there? That is bizarre. It's been an average week. It's a very, very minor red arrow. It's like 2% down.
You've got Bruno, who, by the way, is at Bournemouth home, not away. But you've got Bruno tomorrow.
I think I've put that wrong on all the slides.
Did you?
I thought I put away on the other one. Maybe we'll see on yours what he says. Yeah. So this one I know is wrong, because it came when I had to do a new template, because I'd not played 3-5-2 before. This is the first time I've played that formation, so I had to make a whole new one, and then the players were all in the wrong places. That probably explains why. So for the podcasters, I had Rayo in goal, obviously got two, Matt Cash for a zero pointer, which was disappointing, because I do think I sort of had in and out plans with Matt Cash. I was hoping for a double digit haul out for Nico O'Reilly. That's kind of how I was planning, but it's not gone to plan. Gahey with the one, Timber with two. The two Arsenal defenders are just frustrating, but it is what it is. Saka obviously was my captain, so relatively happy, I think, with that. Josh King, I was frustrated in yesterday, coming off the bench for a one-pointer. Actually would have made no difference, because Mickey van der Ven also put in a one-pointer as my first sub.
Surprised you played Josh King. That's what he does. He comes off the bench for one-pointers. That's him.
He does, but also at the same time, I thought, we have seen him start against the lower league opposition.
Yeah.
And so I just thought, well, I'll play him this week in the hope that I didn't really fancy us for a clean sheet. And I didn't fancy Senesi either, because I'm not even sure if Senesi's going to play. So I was like, well, I don't know if Senesi's going to play. I don't fancy Spurs for a clean sheet. So I'll play Josh King and hope he gets the start. And he didn't, which was a bit annoying. Bruno obviously plays tomorrow. Kudus slightly disappointed, but Spurs were just terrible, so that's fine. Phil Foden in with a nice 11-pointer, which is great. And then Haaland, who is masquerading there as Keenan Dewsbury Hall, was my vice-captain, but a good return from him. And Thiago, again, a bit of a disappointment. So it's a bit frustrating. However, we do have Bruno, and Bruno's guaranteed to bring a green arrow because that's what happened to you last week.
That's what he does.
So I'm thinking that by the time tomorrow night finishes, I'll probably have a little green arrow, and I'll be quite happy with that, given it was a bit of an odd week.
Tricky week.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I did miss a super chat, Sam.
Mr.
Super Chat. Not just any old super chat. It's from Wilco. Mr. Wilco Super Chat.
Wait, stop.
How dare I?
Hang on.
How dare I?
Because, right, Wilco, for a start, hello, where have you been? I feel like I've not spoken to you in ages.
Yeah, welcome back, Wilco.
Welcome back.
Nice to see you.
He has been in the Slack, to be fair.
I'll tell you why he's back, Sam.
Why?
91 points.
Oh, my gosh. Right
here. Oh, my
God. Wow, well done, Wilco.
Well done,
God,
mate.
What's he saying?
He's saying 91 points all out. So, unfortunately for Wilco, it will be a red arrow after Bruno's hat-trick tomorrow, because that's what Bruno does. Benched to DCL for 3 weeks in a row. Oh, God. I feel like DCL's ruined so many seasons.
Including ours.
Saka, though, Foden, Rodgers, Wilson midfield. Oh, my God.
Very nice.
How's that for midfield, Wilco? How's that? Hoping for a Bruno red.
No.
It's not how it works, Wilco.
It's not how it works. Monday nights with Bruno are good.
And then he just goes, Hugo, which is my new favourite Liverpool chant. Yeah, it was so good to see Ekotike. Just the confidence, mate, he had was so good. So anyway, Wilco, nice to see you, mate. 91 pointer this week.
It's delightful to see you, Wilco. 91
pointer. Very, very good indeed. Very, very good indeed. Let's talk about your team for next week then. The bus team, or the coach team, as it's more lovingly known. There's Haaland. He's back. And he actually is Haaland.
There you go.
He's not Keenan Dewsbury Hall anymore.
Do you know what it is? It's because we had your mum over, didn't we? So I did I did our actual team sides quite quickly, and then realised mine was a mess because I had to set it all up again.
Sure.
So my bus team for next week looks correct, rather than all the players in the wrong places.
Yeah.
So I'm back to a 4-4-2 for this week as it stands right now. Not a lot of faith in the Spurs defence again. So Mickey van der Ven takes another seat on the bench. He loves it. Raya, he likes to sit next to me on the subs bench. Notice he's always first sub next to the manager. He loves it. Raya in goal. He and Timber both against Everton. That feels okay. Matt Cash.
Is it Everton at home or away? Because Raya's going to the Hill Dickinson and Timber's at the Emirates.
Timber, he can't be at the... He better get on the bus. Get on the bus, Timber. You've got to go away.
You
can tell that to do these quickly today, yeah, can't you? Timber, get on the bus. You're going away. Matt Cash is probably going to become Nico O'Reilly, which is why he's sitting there. It was
so frivolous with your Cash. Story of your life.
Look, Lee, when you're at 3. Whatever it is million, I'm at.
Then he just got in.
Yeah, but you've got to roll with the punches. You've got to go in on players that you think have got a good fixture and then move them on. You've got to play the game.
Okay.
That's what I'm trying to do. Anyway, so Matt Cash is probably going to go this week. Cue him getting an absolute hatful against Manchester United.
Yeah.
Gayhee against Leeds, that feels okay, particularly from an attacking perspective. And then Senesi...
Gayhee's going to be playing alongside Haaland, by the way, because look, Haaland's also away at Leeds next week, as is Gayhee.
You don't have to keep bringing this up. Like,
the chat I bring it up, it's not me.
Okay, but you don't have to keep telling me and interrupting what I'm saying, because the podcasters can't even see it, so they don't know. So stop.
This is a podcast feature.
The podcast don't care.
Okay.
I'm reading it for their benefit. They can all see.
Okay. YouTubers, just pretend you're just close.
It doesn't matter. It's all fine. It's FPL family. Who cares? We're not FPL Harry. Things will go wrong. Where am I? Senesi. He's at home to Burnley. I am not expecting a clean sheet, but maybe we get some Defcon.
Because Burnley always score the odd goal.
Burnley always score
say.
A goal.
Yeah.
But he is my best option this week. A midfield of Saka, Foden, Kudus and Bruno, which I like. Because I do think we might score against you lot. And then Haaland and Thiago is the front two.
Okay.
I am currently captaining Haaland. I think I will be triple captaining Haaland.
You think?
Because there is a chance I triple captain Foden instead. The triple captain will be live this week.
Okay.
It's just on which Man City player. I am fairly sure I'll bottle it and go for Haaland.
Fine. Okay.
What about you, darling?
Did all right this week.
Probably yours
76.
As well.
76. So, yeah, very happy with that. There's the star of the show. There he is. Mr. X Liverpool himself, Harry Wilson. What a legend. In with the 16-pointer. What a boy. What a boy. The Arsenal clean sheet wipeout was a bit of a shame, given that I had both Raya and Timber. I had very low expectations for Gahee and Tarkowski this week, but it was a kind of like, well, do you play them or do you play Goodmanson or maybe King? I was like, well, I want Gahee long term, so just stick him in there and just accept that it's probably going to be a one or two pointer.
Yeah.
Tarkowski, I thought he might potentially get something. I thought, well, maybe the DEFCONs will come in against Chelsea, but I wasn't expecting a clean sheet. So again, low expectations, and they met them, right? 1-1. They met
Gahee my expectations. Gahee could easily have got an attack and return, though. So he's been getting them maybe. Recently, hasn't he? So yeah, you never maybe. Know.
Yeah. Virgil with a 6, good. Saka with a 22. For the podcast, I've got Foden with 11. Bruno Fernandes still to play. Harry Wilson, 16. Haaland with the 13. And then Thiago with the 2. The bench was Dubravka, King, Goodmanson and Gear, which got naffle. So yeah, 76, which was good. So I'm into the top million for the first time.
100 club with Bruno, 24 points tomorrow?
Well, possibly. Yeah, when he bags that hattie, who knows? But my rank was actually about 520k, which is probably certainly is the best I've had all season, until today when Haaland, who was at about 160-170% owned at my rank.
Right.
It hurt. Yeah, it definitely hurt. I think one goal, I think we'd have got away with it. Two goals.
Yeah, one goal we
difficult.
Could have. As long as Saka had to outscore him, and then we'd have got away with it. Because as I said to you earlier, like, we'd gone Saka, so we obviously got the rank rise yesterday.
Yeah.
And then you lose the rank rise today. So it almost feels worse. Had they played both at 3 o'clock yesterday, I don't think you'd have noticed it as much.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. But my two transfers in this week, because I had five, but I spent two. And I did Foden and Wilson in. So that's worked out pretty well. Consequently, I've still got 4. So going into next week, I've got 4 free transfers. I've got 1.3 million in the bank. I've got to close down a couple of routes to pain. And one of which is the Man City defence. The other one is the Chelsea defence. I'm quite clear on if I wanted to go into the Man City defence, I'm almost certain it's going to be O'Reilly. Almost certain.
And who would you sell for him?
Tarkowski, I think.
Okay.
Tarkowski. That would put another 0.2 or 0.3 in my bank. So not that that would make too much of a difference.
Because actually, looking at your team there, getting O'Reilly, fine, easy. Getting for Tarko, fine. If you wanted to get a Chelsea defender as well...
Bit more difficult, isn't it?
That's a bit more difficult because you probably have to go. Oh, I don't even know what you do. Virgil, maybe?
I think it probably would be Virgil. And I don't back us for a clean sheet against you lot. But the following 2 weeks, I think we've got reasonable looking home games.
Yeah.
So I might want to keep Virgil. And you know what Spurs are like defending set pieces? There's a reasonable chance he gets in amongst it against you lot. Mm. So I'm not selling Virgil now for 2 or 3 weeks.
So no Chelsea
I'll
defense,
stick with him. So that probably means I'm going no Chelsea defence. And given, well, let's go back. Let's have a look at the Chelsea fixtures. How many clean sheets do we think we're going to get out of Chelsea? It's Newcastle away. Then it's Villa who are banging form.
Newcastle are better at home. I could see Newcastle scoring in that game. Then who is it? Villa.
Villa.
Could see them scoring.
Bournemouth at home. Then God Man knows. City away, Fulham away. So
maybe two, maybe one.
Those fixtures. So when I talk about paths to pain, I'm saying, okay, well, I've got to shut down the Man City defence. I've got to shut down the Chelsea defence. Those are the two things that I noticed affected my rank this week. Well, of the two of them, I'm looking at the Man City defence and the Man City fixtures and going, well, they are a lot. A lot more clean sheetable than the Chelsea ones.
Yeah, yeah.
So if I'm going to take on one of them, I'll take on Chelsea.
Yeah.
But I don't want to take on Man City defence. Hence, I will get O'Reilly, I think, for next week. This is how my team is looking for next week. Raya and Timber in there against Everton. That seems okay. Yeah, currently playing Goodmanson at home to Crystal Palace alongside Gahee, which I don't like at all, unless it's a 0-0. That doesn't suit me at all, which is another reason to go and do the Tarkowski to O'Reilly switch, because then I just bench Goodmanson, right?
You haven't got the money to get rid of Goodmanson for O'Reilly and keep Tarko.
Not quite. No, not quite. Plus, I think I would be a bit then stacked in my defence. Goodmanson's fine. Like, he's just be there. It's fine. Saka, Foden, Fernandes in midfield with Harry Wilson now. Forming a power four.
Who's your vice captain?
Currently, yeah. Currently, yes.
I like how he's coming. He's your absolute hero, and now that's it. That's the end of it. And now he's in a power four with Bruno, Saka, and Foden.
Who says no? Who says no to Wilson being in a power four right now?
I'm not saying anyone is, but I'm just saying that Harry Wilson doesn't know what's happening. He's suddenly like being talked about with the elite premium in the game. He's replaced Cole Palmer.
He's just scored 10, 8, 8, 16. If that's not elite, what is?
Well, no, I'm just saying it makes me chuckle because he's so cheap in comparison to the other three.
Yeah.
And normally you talk about a power four midfield and it would have Cole Palmer as that other one. But no, it's not Cole Palmer. No. It's Harry Wilson.
It's Harry bloody Wilson, Sam. And does he get my vice-captaincy? Damn right he gets my vice-captaincy. Brilliant. What a hero he's been to me this week. Game changer. Absolute season changer.
But that also does mean that if for any reason Haaland doesn't play, he's your triple captain.
Triple captain Wilson. Get in. I'm here for it. I'm totally here for it. So, I've got Haaland and Thiago up front. I will be triple captain next week. It will be Haaland. Unless something mad happens in a week. But that is going to be... I won't have the vice-captaincy on Wilson. I'm not even sure why it's there. Who would you go for vice in this team? I'm kind of tempted with Thiago. Because, like you say, if the odd occasion that Haaland doesn't play for whatever reason, you do want your vice on somebody a bit different, don't you?
This one's actually really difficult because if Haaland doesn't play, I'd want it to move to Foden. But then there's that risk of like, well, what happens if the game gets called off? And then I've triple captained and I have a game.
How would that happen, though?
Yeah, but I know, but we have had that before.
It's uncomfortable, isn't it? I agree.
It's uncomfortable enough for me to be like...
Go Thiago then, wouldn't you, sure? Thiago.
No, I don't trust them away from home.
What, against Wolves? Come on. Maybe it is Wilson then. Maybe he is the answer, Sam.
To what question? What is the question?
Maybe Harry Wilson is the answer to all questions. It doesn't matter what the question is. Harry Wilson is the answer. Oh, I'm telling
you. You are hilarious.
Absolutely brilliant. So there's my team. It looks
remember
all right.
What I said earlier, that right. If Jordan Henderson knocked on the door and said it's me or Sam Lee, I actually feel like the answer is Harry Wilson. If Harry Wilson turns up here,
yeah.
There's more chance of that given, you know, because he's in Brentford, isn't he? Well, I'll tell you what.
Entirely possible I vice-captain Wilson next week. Triple vice captain.
Part
Wilson.
Of me really,
entirely possible.
Really, really hopes then that Haaland don't play and you get triple captain Harry Wilson.
Can you imagine what a season changer that would be if he was in the triples and he got a goal or something? It'd be absolutely mad. So that's my team. I wouldn't say almost certainly, but on my mind is Tarkowski to O'Reilly, and then I'd pay O'Reilly rather than playing Goodmanson. And have the triple city down the spine of my team with O'Reilly, Foden, and Haaland at home to West Ham.
Okay.
Triple Haaland as well. So 1-0 West Ham incoming. That's it. Let us know what is going on this week, Sam.
So in case you didn't notice during this podcast, Lee has got a lot of stats, and that is because...
Oh, all over it.
Lee.
All over it.
And Az.
Yeah.
The gorgeous Az from FPL Black Box.
Talking about Liverpool Brighton.
We'll be on FPL off the bench together this week. Talking about
Tuesday.
Liverpool. Versus, yes, after the game tomorrow night. Mm. We're doing that Tuesday morning. Talking about all things Liverpool and Brighton. And Harry Wilson will almost certainly get
a mention. Oh, for sure he'll get a mention.
If Az has sold Dominic Calvert-Lewin, I'm sure Lee will bring that up as well.
He has, I think.
So that'll be happening this week. Az and I will be back on the Q&A on Scout on Thursday. He can't get away from us.
He's an honorary member of the family, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. Like my little brother.
Of course he is.
And then we will be back with our Ohana podcast that Lee mentioned earlier. It goes out to all of our free patrons. So if you are not currently listening to Ohana, what are you doing? It's completely free. Go over to Patreon and sign up for it, and then you'll get that every week in your ears, which will be delightful, I'm sure. We don't argue as much on that. I lie. We argue more. Lee tells me I'm mad for doing transfers live. I'll also be doing the official pod this week with Kelly and Jules. And then on Friday morning, I'll be doing the fantasy show with Kelly again. And then on Saturday morning, you'll catch us both on Sky Sports News.
Oh, is it Sky? Is it Saturday?
Oh, and then...
Just another quiet week in FPL family.
And then we get divorced when Liverpool play Spurs on Saturday night.
Nah, it won't be. It won't be. What
no,
did,
you're going
what's
out.
Your, before we go then, you know, actual... predictions. What are we saying? Like, let's be realistic.
Honestly,
I know you're just saying, oh, well, we'll beat you.
No,
but realistically,
honestly,
what do you
no
think?
Idea. I have no idea what kind of team we'll...
Chat. I want to know.
Yeah,
predictions.
They
FPL family derby chat.
They...
Predictions. What are we saying?
I don't honestly know what will happen because we've had games before where I've expected us to get smashed by you and then we haven't.
Mm.
You played better this week. We played worse, but we were good in midweek. You were good in midweek. Last weekend, we were good. Like, you were bad. Like, it's really difficult to know because neither of us have been consistent. I would hope that it's a home game for us. I would hope that the crowd gets behind us and we put some effort in and we play well.
You hope so, wouldn't
you? I would hope so because Max is going with me, Mum. So I would hope that we win the game. But would I... If you said to me right now, Sam, would you take a 1-1 draw... I'd say yes.
That says everything, doesn't it?
Would
that
you
says
take a
everything.
Draw?
Yeah.
Let's agree on it now.
I probably would.
We'll just tell Slot and Frank we've agreed on a draw.
Kieran Brooks says 2-1, which I suppose is 2-1
Spurs.
Spurs.
Then.
Salamal reckons 5-0 Liverpool.
No, don't be ridiculous.
Patronus 3-1 Liverpool. There's quite a lot of Liverpool in here. Hugo hat-trick, Wilco's saying. Score, draw,
yeah, but
people
I don't
saying.
Listen to these
George 2-2.
Fans. See, George
Malachi
has been
Fox,
bitten.
3-0 Liverpool.
Yeah, but probably a Liverpool fan.
I don't know. I think let's just say a draw and then everyone's happy.
Well, I'm not being funny, but if we lose, you're out. I'm going to lock the door and leave the key in so you can't
nice.
Get in.
Brilliant.
You'll be locked out for the night.
Excellent. All right. Well, on that note, on that cheerful FPL family note that's ending in divorce after the FPL family derby next week, we'll be back
it
next Sunday.
Did last time.
Talking about the FPL family derby and all the other games that go on in game week 17. Well done in 16. Good luck if you've got Bruno Fernandes. Look forward to the hat trick tomorrow, saving our game weeks as usual. Bruno, thank you. Like, subscribe, all that good stuff, and we'll see you next Sunday. Cheers, guys.
Bye, guys.